the kids start hating, start teasing me. And then my aunt asked me one day if I wanted to go to Chinese school. And I said, well, I don't know. So she said, well, I'll take you to Chinese school. So I had a Chinese school in the village. I'll take you to the Chinese school and see how you like it. If you like it, well, you can go to Chinese school. So I said, okay. So I went with her one morning to Chinese school. So we went into this school room. There was a big table there, and the teacher was sitting behind his table. They had some books and a mop and a button and so forth on his desk. There were about 25, 30 kids in the class. So then when we were there, we just stood behind the teacher's desk to watch. And so he called one of the pupils up to this. So he went up there, and in those days, Chinese school didn't mean anything anyway, because the teacher didn't explain to you what those words you say were meaning. They had no meaning. They don't explain the meaning to it. All the kid's doing is memorizing something and saying it, but he doesn't know what he's saying.
The characters, you mean?
Yeah. Mo Gai, that's what the Chinese call Mo Gai. You don't. The teacher doesn't explain to him what he's saying, what it means. He's just mumbling some words out and doesn't know what he's saying. See? So this kid got up there and then he faces the class. So then he starts to Nimshi, they call Nimshi. And he just hesitated for a second like that. Boom! The teacher's got this rattan stick, hit him right across the forehead. You see, when they had the cue was from here was shaved clean, and then the hair was grown back here longer and braided in the back. Hit him right across with no hair. When I saw that, I started to go out. I told my aunt, I said, no, I don't want to go to school.
Too brutal.
Yeah, that was enough for me. Just hesitated for a second. And then it wouldn't have done any good anyway, because you would just be learning something to memorize. You wouldn't even know what you're memorizing, the meaning of what you're saying. So I went to Chinese school here in Los Angeles, for 4 years, and then they taught you what each character meant.
Did your uncle marry in China?
He married, left his wife there. And then he came back to go to work again. He was a domestic cook too.
Was it an arranged marriage?
Yes, most likely it was, yeah. Because those days were a lot of arranged marriage.
How about your marriage with your wife? Was that an arranged marriage?
No.
Do you find that Sayyup, you know, like to marry Sayyup, and Samyup like to marry Samyup, and you know, any kind of a tendency towards sticking with the same clan? And
no, I don't think so. I've never noticed that, because I know there's a lot of people. I know there's a lot of people who are married that they're not there, you know. Not the same Samyup or Sayyup or whatever. I noticed a lot of Sayyup and Heung San and all that. They're all intermarried, because most of the Chinese, at least around here, or San Francisco, or over in this country, most of them speak a sort of a uniform dialect anyway. It's mostly the most popular one, of course, is Samyup, which is more Puhum, and more people speak it or can speak it. Because I have some Heung San friends, and I understand very little Heung San. I used to understand more of it because I was among them more, but now I'm not among them. I don't understand too well. But there's been several friends that I thought they were Sayyap or Samyap, and later on they could tell me that they're shot their Hyungsans, but they speak Samyap or Sayyap, which is most people understand. A sun word. Now, sun word is a little bit different too, but I can understand sun word better than I can the hell sun.
In your family, where you were one of 10 children, what did you do during your leisure time? What were some of your hobbies? And besides going to school, what other things did you do?
I used to like to play ball.
What kind of ball?
Baseball. I used to like to play baseball. There's a momentum from baseball. See, when I was learning to catch, first we started out, you know, with softball and hardball, and I was learning to catch hardball, and when the fellow was throwing the pitch to me, and it was on the outside, instead of turning my glove this way to catch the ball, and as you should, I try to catch it this way. I got my finger in that way, and the ball hit my finger, so it happened 2-3 times, and that's how it's crooked like that, and I was afraid to tell my mother about it because I was afraid that she wouldn't let me play ball anymore, so I didn't do nothing, just no medicine, nothing. That's why so it started to get well, but it grew crooked on account of being. Yeah, this was fractured a couple of times.
Did she mind? Did your mother mind your playing ball? Or?
No, she didn't mind playing ball, but I always felt that if she ever showed her this finger, told her I got this finger to get like this, I was afraid she wouldn't let me play anymore. So I didn't tell her. So that's why this crooked is. That's why this finger is crooked like that.
How about when you were old enough to begin working as an actor and working part-time in the store for Tom? What kinds of things did you do during your free time?
Oh, I used to go to movies with this pal of mine that I went to Polytechnic with. His name was George Hopper, and he was from Honolulu. He's still living in Honolulu.
Chinese movies? Western movies?
No, for American movies. In those days, there were no Chinese movies this was back in the time I was going to school. That was when I was 17, 18. 19 years old, and on Sunday we had a Chinese baseball team, and we used to play baseball on Sunday against other amateur teams. And then we used to go to a movie about once a week or twice a week. In those days, the first run movies on Broadway was only 10 cents for general admission, and then 20 cents for loges. And if you want to first run movies, and if you want to see second run, well, you go down to Main Street and 5 cents.
Hmm.
But can you imagine seeing a first run movie now for, say, 20 cents a load seat? Now I think the cheapest movie is probably about $5.
Yeah. What kinds of things did you do with your family during your free time? Did you tamajik or go out on car rides or
drives? Mostly when the family was small, mostly we'd go out for a ride on Sunday. We didn't go, when the children were small, we didn't go to movies very often. But we lost and went for a ride on a Sunday afternoon to go visiting.
How, what about religion and church? Did you go to church?
Well, my wife, she always did go to church ever since she was a little girl. And she always went to the Chinese Presbyterian Church. They had a Chinese Presbyterian Church in those days. But several years ago, the Presbyterian Church, they wanted the different churches to change their names so that it would not emphasize any ethnic name to the church, like the Chinese Presbyterian Church, which has been the name for many, many years, because the church just celebrated its 100th anniversary a couple of years ago, in 1966. So they changed the name, they took the Chinese off and called it the True Light Presbyterian Church. So that's what it's called now. And I think some of the other churches that have ethnic names also made changes.
Did you hold family?
About the other denominations. Some of the other denominations may still retain that. I don't know. But all, I mean all the Presbyterian churches.
Did your whole family attend church on Sundays and engage in any other church
activities?
All my
daughters, when they were small, they all went to Sunday school and so forth. And, I used to take my wife for a number of years, but I never did. I never joined the church was baptized until 1975. I was baptized and joined the membership in 1975.
Did your parents send you to church when you were young?
I don't remember our parents. I know my wife always went to start with Sunday school when she was small. But I don't remember. My mother was, she being raised in a mission home in San Francisco, she knew several hymns, you know, and she used to like to sing these hymns at home.
How about your father? Did he go to church at all?
I can't remember. Not that I can remember of.
In your own family, have you observed some of the traditional Chinese holidays, like the Moon Festival and Chinese New Year?
Yeah, well, we observe them, but only to the extent that maybe we'll have something extra on the table or something like that. We celebrate by eating. That's about the only way we celebrate.
Send you to church when you were young?
I don't remember our parents. I know my wife always went to start with Sunday school when she was small. But I don't remember. My mother was, she being raised in a mission home, you know, in San Francisco, she knew several hymns, you know, and she used to like to sing this hymn to God.
How about your father? Did he go to church at all?
I can't remember. Not that I can remember all.
In your own family, have you observed some of the traditional Chinese holidays, like the Moon Festival and Chinese New Year?
Yeah, well, we observe them, but only to the extent that maybe we'll have something extra on the table or something like that. We celebrate by eating. That's about the only... Only way we saw it. But I was in that business until 1962 when I retired, and I sold all my props to Universal Studios, and most of the costumes to a Western costume company. And since then, I haven't done any work.
Do you still keep in touch with Tom or with the
Tom Gubbins has passed away. He passed away quite a few years ago, and I have not had any contact with the studios at all.
Was acting, how was acting viewed by the Chinese here when you were, you know, you had your little bit parts and so forth?
Well, I suppose it was viewed all right. I never heard any criticism, because a lot of the Chinese, especially the older people in Chinatown, they were happy to be able to go out and earn a few dollars extra money, because if they didn't take the jobs, they would be just sitting around talking and so forth, and not having any money come in. So I imagine that they accepted it okay. But going way back in the old days, why the Chinese used to frown upon acting. They didn't think it was a good profession for Chinese people to be engaged in. I think that today's is a different thing altogether, that people do not hold those ideas anymore.
How did your parents feel about your various jobs, including your acting?
Well, of course, my father passed away in 1922, and so that was long before I even worked at a studio. And my mother passed away in 1954, and she thought it was all right. She didn't object to it.